This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in to a brand new episode. As we wrap up the new year, I wanted to honor all the guests that have joined, and I have a couple episodes I feel like you guys will appreciate. This next guest, her name is Wendy. I was so inspired by this conversation with Wendy. I learned a lot just about just the world of healthcare, just health, just so much history behind it. And I think that the cool part sometimes is when you connect with people from all over the world, because Wendy is currently in Canada, you see some similarities when you're in different countries, but also just some of the disparities that really affect our healthcare systems all over. So if you're somebody who's intrigued to learn about healthcare, just different things that involves the human body, different diseases and rare conditions, this is the episode for you. Again, Wendy, thank you so much for joining. And as always, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on favorite audio platform and make sure to check out her information in the episode description. Until next time, peace.
For people, I've talked to some previous guests, and I always find it funny, like when I do these via threads, how many people actually think I'm telling the truth versus lying. Because, you know, people do anything for engagement, they're like, oh, you know, he ain't gonna email me. Then they get an email, I was like, oh, he's actually serious. I'm like, yeah, I'm actually serious.
I thought she was serious for the jump. I never thought that it was fake. So,
I mean, but the numbers were jumping. So I'm like, at this point, if I'm a lie, I'm gonna just let it keep lying and dragging out. But
right.
No, I find enjoyment in hearing people's stories and learning things about them and communicating with them and trying to figure out what makes you, you. So just like I asked anybody else, I'm going to ask you, who are you to the world? What do you do? How did you get to this point in your life? You know, things like that.
Are you going to answer it?
Yes. Yes, that is you, the answer. Yes.
Okay. So first off, my name is Nigeria. Hello. So I'm 25. I'm in the process of starting my own recruiting agency called Train 1 Million.
Okay.
And I am a lot of things. I'm very friendly. I'm talkative. I'm down to earth. I'm a people person. Okay. I just love connecting with people. And I want to make an impact on this world. So that's a little bit about who I am.
Where are you from?
I was born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
But I moved to Jacksonville, Florida in the end of 2010. So Cleveland, Ohio and Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What? That's quite the jump, I'm assuming. Yeah. So would you consider yourself from Jacksonville now since it's been so long?
I consider myself from both places. Okay. You can be from two places at a time. Yes, okay. You can.
You know, some people, they try to act like they ain't live where they from when they move somewhere else. Okay, so you currently live in Jacksonville?
Yes, I live in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, so you said recruiting agency.
Yes.
What got you into wanting to do that? Like, what's the backstory with that?
So the backstory of my childhood, the backstory just recruiting agency.
Both. How do we get to this point? You know, like from the beginning to now. You know, let's paint a picture.
So I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, the east side of Cleveland, Ohio. Okay. And I was always a very family oriented person. I would go over both of my grandma houses on both sides of the family every other weekend. Be with my cousins, play with my cousins. So very family oriented. But since we moved to Jacksonville, Florida, when I was young, my goal was to be a teacher. That was my dream, was to be a teacher.
Okay.
Because we'll get back to that. But when I moved to Jacksonville in 2010, it was only me, my mom, and two of my older brothers. I have three older brothers.
Okay.
And so I didn't have any family in Jacksonville, Florida. So I basically had to make family and friends, you know?
Right.
So sure. I became very friendly, very talkative. I made friends easily. Also, it's probably easier to make friends when you're a kid anyway.
No, definitely.
So basically building that skill of making friends, I was very outgoing. I would say hey to anybody and everybody. I would come and, hey, I like your shirt. Oh, now we're friends, you know? Even all throughout high school, I was making friends, but I was also kind of hardworking in high school as well, in middle school and in high school.
Sure.
In middle school, I started paying my own phone bill because I used to fundraise. I used to fundraise for my brother's basketball team, and the coach would low-key slide us some money every weekend. So I used to get like 35 ones every Saturday and Sunday. So I'll go up to Boost Mobile, hand them 35 ones. They're probably like, what in the world is this?
Where this money comes
from. So I was making my own money as a young age, you know, at a young age.
Yeah.
But I got my first job at Taco Bell when I was 16. And I was working two jobs when I was 16. I was working at Taco Bell and I had a summer job. So hard working at a very young age, I was paying for my own clothes. I was even paying for like a whole bunch of bills because my mama still did that.
Yeah.
Earning money for my own self was what I was doing since I was younger. Yeah. But when I was in high school, I was also very smart. Growing up, I made straight A's most of the time. Mm. And I was in a early college program in high school. So my 9th and 10th grade year, I was at the high school. And then 11th, 12th grade, I was actually at a community college. So I graduated with a high school diploma and my AA degree.
Oh, wow.
So I was smart as well. But once I got to college, North Carolina A&T, Aggie Pride.
Okay.
I figured that I was not meant for working because I have so many jobs. I will always quit my job. The longest job I had was at Taco Bell for a year and a half. I just knew working wasn't for me, but I did work during high school, during college. Yeah. I was a substitute teacher. I did sales, things like that. So my senior year of college, I was kind of depressed because I did not know what I want to do because my major was liberal studies, which was a bunch of nothing.
Right.
I just went to college because my mama made me go to, she didn't make me go to college, but everybody was resting their hopes on me to go to college, you know, so.
Yeah.
They always made me like, I was the golden child or something. So I kind of had big dreams on my shoulders, you know, that pressure on my shoulders to be the one. Because I was the only girl too.
Okay.
But very depressed senior year, but I was like, you know what? Let me think of something. So I just looked on Google. What are some jobs that I can transfer my sales skills over into? And I seen recruiting, and it sounded interesting. So I was like, okay, cool, we're going to go with that. So I had LinkedIn Premium at the time. So, you know, LinkedIn Premium, you have, like, LinkedIn Learning. So I was just studying how to be a recruiter, basically. I learned a Boolean search, which is something recruiters do to search people up. Technical recruiting, just all these things. And I kind of lied on my resume a little bit to spice it up, you know? And I got my first corporate job out of college as a recruiter. Interesting. Okay. And even on that phone screen, they said I was like the top candidate. Even though I didn't have that experience, I made it seem like I did because I did the research.
Right.
So I had my first corporate job and it was cool at the beginning, but I didn't like it towards the end because the corporate America is just, but I got laid off. My first corporate job, I got laid off 8 months in back in 2023 because that's when the layoffs started happening. That's when like big layoffs started happening back in 2023. Laid off, went back into education. But I just realized throughout all of the companies I worked for, only one company trained me, which was recruiting. I realized that a lot of companies don't have any kind of training. They don't really train their employees, and that leads to decrease employee retention, meaning like how long they keep employees. Right. So I was like, you know what, let me do this. Let me solve this problem. So I actually was trying to create like training programs for small businesses or mid-sized businesses. So before you start, you have to do some market research.
Sure.
So I was going on Facebook and asking like small business owners, what's the biggest problem you have when it comes to building a team? Because I think it's going to be training, right? No, they say nothing about no training. They was like, I can't even hire. I can't get nobody in or anything like that. So I was like, you know what? Since I have recruiting experience, let me solve that problem first, right? So I'm like, you know what? So let me solve the problem of helping small businesses and startups hire top talent within a timely manner.
Yeah.
Because I still love to teach and I love to recruit. I love to teach, but not in a classroom setting because the the education system is just trash.
We don't have to go into that.
Right. It's just so yeah, so now I am starting my own recruiting agency and I want to help small, mid-sized businesses hire top talent fast or build teams. Because there's a lot of small businesses who don't know how to build teams, who don't build teams, who never scale because they don't know how to hire. So that's where we're at today. That's a lot, I know.
No, I mean, that's, you have the personality for it. So, I mean, I think that's half the, that's half the battle. I think you had a question. I think I might have lost it. No, I brought it back. How do you think you scale these teams and businesses from your perspective? Like, what do you think is the key?
I was able to get my first client back in January. Because I started this literally last year in June. So it took me 6-7 months to get my first client.
That's good though.
Okay. So I got my first client back in January and she just needed a part-time recruiting coordinator. Well, she didn't even know what she wanted at first, but she's just a part-time person in her team.
Yeah.
So I only hired her one person. But I was able to hire her recruiting coordinator within 2 weeks, which I was so proud of because I said I was going to hire somebody in 2 weeks and I did that. So with her, her problem was that she was the only person recruiting and she needed more sales reps. Mm-hmm. She wanted like 70 sales reps by the middle of June and she needed more help with recruiting.
Right.
So when I hire her recruiting coordinator, the recruiting coordinator takes over most of the hire process. So like reaching out to candidates, making job postings, doing the phone screens, vetting them out. And then the client just interviews the person, right? So just with that one addition into her business, she's able to save time. She actually has a person who's skilled in recruiting who can vet the people out to have those interviews. And now she's able to actually have more impactful interviews with people who actually want to do sales. Because you know there's a lot of people who apply and don't know what they're applying for.
Sure.
So just with that one hire, she's able to get her time back and vet out more interested people who's interested in sales.
Hey, pretty good what you do. Okay. I'm like, all right, put some notes down. Hold on. That's good though. Well, I mean that. I think right now you're kind of figuring out really as you go on, which is great. I mean, you knew that you didn't want to work for somebody for a long period of time. And I think a lot of people get in corporate. They usually find out through layoffs, unfortunately. You kind of try to create your own lane. Well, where do you see this going? What do you think? What is your vision with this? Like, do you want to stay just with sales? Do you want to go into ed? Do you want to go into other industries?
So I see my recruiting agency being huge. I want it to be huge. I want to help so many different people. And I am not into one category. I know a lot of times now in recruiting, they want you to be specialized in like one certain area, like with sales or with marketing or with tech. But I want to be more general because that's what a recruiter does. A recruiter can hire for anybody. Just tell me who you need, what characters you need, what skills they need, and I can find that person for you.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not really into specializing, but I would like to work with because that was a marketing agency that I worked with, and I also worked with like a finance. So like marketing, finance, education, because I've been in education, so maybe like ed tech, things like that. I do want to get into tech, I do, but maybe not my first couple of clients, so I can get that more experience. Because with tech, they want you to know like the engineering, the front end, back end, this, that, third, so.
Lord. No, I mean, that's true, though. Yeah, you do got to definitely know your stuff. You got to know the industries. You got to know the ins and outs. So when you was in education, you were a teacher, yes?
Yes. So I was a substitute teacher, and then I became a full-time teacher.
Elementary?
Yes, second grade.
That's why. Yeah, no, I started off in I started off in elementary. I did elementary, then I did middle school. No, I'm sorry, the elementary, I did higher ed, then I did middle school. Now I'm in high school. So
do you like high school?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm actually back in my old high school, so it works out.
I did want to do high school.
It's a full circle moment. I never thought I would do it, but yeah, now high school kids, they're old enough to get it, and I'm a counselor, so I mean my job is a little bit different than teaching. I knew at the elementary I wasn't teaching no more. I couldn't do it. I had a kindergarten class, man. I was like a building
sub. I
was a building sub, so one day I was kindergarten and one day I was first, second, and I had a preschool class, and Never forget, the art teacher called me and said, Mr. Young, don't have them preschool kids ruin my classroom. And they ruined the classroom because I had no control over them. That's when I knew right then and there that my elementary days were over. So,
Yeah,
you know,
do that.
but education is a beautiful thing. I think that's why I stay in it. I care about kids a lot, so I'm just trying to make sure they are successful. So I think that's great. So you mentioned going through a hardship in the end of college. How was you able to get out that mental block? The reason I asked that because you're still relatively young for those kids who are just
Yeah.
getting out of college and not really knowing how to figure, out the next steps. How were you able to get out of that?
Because I was actually depressed two times throughout college. The first
Sounds good.
was freshman year when I didn't know how I was gonna pay for college. Right? I was stressing. I didn't get out of bed for like 2 weeks. I mean, I was just like gonna eat, but that was it. I was barely going to classes. But I got out of the front because I found out a way. I just got a Parent PLUS loan. So that I just found the way to get out of that funk. For senior year, I was barely going to classes as well. I barely passed one of my classes. What made me get out of that funk was realizing that time moves on no matter what. So either I get it together now or I'm gonna have to get it together in the future. So I'm gonna have to just get together. I'm gonna have to get it together now. Obviously, it wasn't like an easy transition, but I
No.
just started doing research on, okay, what kind of skills do I have? Where can I see myself in the next, 5 years? Things like that. Just start strategizing and brainstorming what you're good at. Well, depending on what you're depressed about, but I was depressed about finding a job, which a lot of probably seniors are. Think about the skills you have. Think about all the experience that you have done. And Google, use ChatGPT. Come up with some job titles that's relevant to you and your skills.
No. No, I think that's great. It goes to my next thing. For somebody who got into kind of creating their own agency, what's been the one thing that you've learned, excuse me, within your first year and starting your own business, essentially? Now, what has been the thing that you have learned that you could probably share for other people who are maybe around your age trying to do their own thing too?
What I learned is start now. I know
Right.
you hear, I know everybody say, you need to start, you need to start, you need to start. But I'm not saying start now and just don't have a plan, have some type of plan. But start now because even though what I'm starting a recruiting agency, there's so many recruiting agencies out there. There's gonna be so many people that do what you do. But right? You need to figure out what makes you, what makes your product special, and how can you make transformations for people.
Yeah.
Don't just sell them services, sell them transformations. It don't have to be huge, but something they didn't have before they met you, when they met you, it changed. Sell them some transformations. So
Okay.
start now. Don't be afraid. Do some market research. But don't be in that phase forever. No, people be in that search phase forever.
They don't do them like that. That's a real thing, though. People do take their time, focus on planning versus executing. But I think one thing that you got to have to be successful in recruiting is the ability to speak, form of public speaking. I would take it that you're an extrovert. Yeah.
Yes, very much so. Very outgoing.
Very outgoing. So how would you, what would you say for somebody who's introverted, who actually struggles with talking with people?
They want to be recruited just
Just in general, just like, no, let's stick with recruiting. Let's stick with recruiting. Like, how do you think they can get out that mode?
if you want to be a recruiter, but you're an introvert. That's perfectly okay. You don't have to be the most extroverted person ever, as long as you know how to talk to people. Just start talking to your practice your friends, practice with your mama, practice, with other people. Even when you get like your first corporate job or something like that, and you're a recruiter entry level, you can tell candidates up front that, hey, when you first call them, hey, how are you? I'm kind of introverted, but and I don't know if you are too or not. So, well, I don't know. Should you say that to people?
I
I don't know. No, I'm not introverted. I can't. But you don't have to be extroverted to talk to people. Just know how to talk to people. Research. There was this one podcast, The Diary of a CEO, I think. And there was a lady on there who was teaching people like how to body language, how to talk, this and that. Go research. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be a robot, Go research, try to make personal connections when you're talking to somebody, make connections, whether where they live, what they do, how many syllables they got, make connections with people, and you'll see how easy it is to talk to somebody.
Yeah, let's transition to Another thing I think is really important is this purpose.
Yeah.
Would you consider this your purpose? And if so, what was the moment when you realized it was?
Is this my purpose? This may not be my purpose.
Yeah, of
However, I
course.
am helping people, and one of my purposes is to help people. Whatever vehicle that may be. 5 years from now, this might not be the vehicle I want it to be. But finding my purpose, I always knew that I wanted to help people. I know I want to connect with people. And I have a voice, and I want to use it. And I guess I kind of knew that since I was younger, since I wanted to be a teacher. Being a teacher is helping people using your voice. So I always knew that I wanted to help people in some type of way. So it's just finding a vehicle that feels comfortable to you.
Yeah, no, for sure. The reason why I know obviously purposes can change. I think more so I'm asking is like, did in your process of getting to this point, was there like a definitive point where you was like, this is working? I mean, I know the getting your first client was probably one. Was there another?
Yes, getting my first client was oh.
For sure.
But even before that, I knew this was going to work because it was probably like the first week I made my TikTok account for my business.
Okay.
And I was scrolling on TikTok, and there was somebody on TikTok. What was they saying? They were saying something about their business, like just starting or something like that. And I just commented, you know what? I just started my own business and I help people build teams or whatever. No, I said, no, I just started my first business too. And she was like, what you do? And I said, I help people build teams. She said, can we talk? Because I might need your services. That ended up being free. But still, even just saying what I do to somebody that I just started, I was able to make a connection within my first week of actually putting myself out there. That right there made me, oh, this working. Yeah, I'm gonna use this. Because what? This what we gonna do.
I mean, yeah, those, I guess, uncalculated moments where it was,
Yeah.
where it's more
Don't be
intentional.
afraid to tell me what you do.
Yeah, again, you're also an extrovert, so some of these things are, I think are just a little more natural to you.
There's nothing
You got
wrong being an introvert at all. You just
the
have to
skill. No,
know how to talk to people. You know? You
yeah.
have to know when you're if you're an extrovert, if you want to be in business, you're gonna have to talk to people.
Right.
So you're gonna have to have switches where you put it on and you put it off. When you're at
Yeah.
home, put the switch off, be an introvert all you want to.
Yeah.
But if when you're talking about your business, you're gonna have to flip that switch on. You just have to figure out how that worked for you. Whether that's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, you know, you don't have to do it all day every day.
Yeah. I
Just
mean, I feel
gotta.
like that's me. I mean, I'm
Yeah.
an introvert at heart, but
But you're doing a podcast, so you got
I mean, and I
something with
also do
something.
public speaking. It's not about me. I'm just saying, like, I am a prime example. Like, I get it. Like, if I'm not, after this is over with, then I cut it off.
See? You
Right.
gotta find a switch. Just it's that's just how it is. If you want
Yeah.
a business of people,
It
and I'm in a business of people, recruiting is a business of people, so.
is. What would you say inspires you?
In general,
Yeah,
or
in general. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that inspire me, you know?
What?
I mean, my mother is a great mother. I've seen her working hard for us. What also inspires me is I love watching podcasts. I love watching motivational podcasts or business podcasts. That inspires me as well.
No.
There's a lot of where I live inspires me. When I go outside and just see the things that I see, you know, inspires me. There's a lot of things that can inspire somebody.
For sure. Favorite podcast? I'm assuming Diet CEO is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many podcasts I watch. I don't even have like a favorite. It's just if that topic is good, I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna subscribe. There's so many different podcast that I watch.
There certain topics that you enjoy the most?
Yes, business,
Okay.
motivational.
Okay.
Those are two I really like.
You don't do relationship podcasts?
No, I mean, I don't really.
Thank you. Somebody had to say it. Somebody
I
who,
can, like, if I just feel like watching, if I want to be entertained, sure,
for sure.
but motivated, no. No, I'm not watching
Some
that.
people spend their entire times doing it, and then they have
Yeah.
think pieces on it. I don't understand it, but I'm on the outside in. I don't know. A question I'd like to ask all you guys before we kind of wrap up is, what do you believe makes you human?
That's a nice one.
I'm kind of good at what I do, a little bit. Yeah,
What makes me human?
what makes you human to you?
The ability to make mistakes. and to push or to rise above them.
That's it.
Oh, you want to go further?
Mic drop. I mean, hey, you want a mic drop right there. That's fine.
It's just, I say that because I feel like so many people are afraid to make mistakes. If we're all still afraid, I'm still afraid to make some mistakes as well, you know?
Yeah.
But the mistakes is where you learn about yourself. The mistakes is where you can create progress. The mistakes is where you find, okay, this not working. Let me pivot to something else. Mistakes are not a bad thing. No matter what happens to you, you can rise above it. It all depends on how far you're willing to go. That's Don't great. Let yesterday stop you from doing something today.
You sure you don't got a podcast yourself? I don't know about
it. I'm going to start one. No, I really am. I really am.
You should. I think everybody, I tell everybody you should do it. If it really speaks to you, I mean, right. Do it. Just don't focus on like the numbers and stuff. Like, do it.
Yes, don't focus on the numbers. And the reason why I want to start a podcast, the reason why I got on this one is really for personal branding. I'm going to look back 5 years, like, oh, this was the first podcast ever done. Personal branding is very big nowadays. To even get a job, you need some type of personal branding.
You could. And I'm very appreciative that you allow me to be your first one.
Did I do good? Like, I don't even know.
No, you did good. It's also like your first one. I always keep that in mind. Some people, it is their first one. Some people, they've done so many of them. Like, for me, I've been doing podcasting for years. I feel like different variations. So, I mean, it's, to me, my viewpoint has changed. I don't really make it about me as much no more. I try to give it to other people. Because one thing I know about y'all, like, y'all want to talk about yourselves. So,
right. Of course, everybody wants to talk about themselves, of course.
It makes my job a little bit easier where I can kind of sit back and just hear people's stories and perspectives. And it's also a way of connecting. And right. I think at the end of the day, you know, people got to quit acting bougie on their platforms and making you pay to get on.
Right.
But we're not going to talk about that. Still recording it. But yeah, to me, so many people do have stories and gifts. And if you can give them 30 minutes to an hour of your day, especially if you're already doing it, why not? It's not about me anymore. And maybe I gain something from it. And then maybe, 5 years from now, you are this big mogul. And I was one of the people in the journey. So when I start y'all for invoices and percentages, it's all part of my agenda. It's all three. it's a backwards 360 deal y'all don't know about yet.
So, right.
But no, I really just find joy in just connecting with people, man. So for those to know about you and to find you, where can they find you on social media?
They can find me, especially if you need my services. But find me on LinkedIn, okay? Y'all need to get on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's where you can find a job. That's where you connect with people. That's where you can find your next client. Connect me on LinkedIn at Nigeria Maze. Please and thank you.
LinkedIn only? No, no.
No, they can find me other stuff too. But LinkedIn first. Hop on that LinkedIn first. But they can find me on Instagram at NYGIII. TikTok the same, but with an extra I. Or if you want to go on my business pages on TikTok and Instagram, it's Train 1 Million. Train 1 Million.
What's the inspiration behind that, Train 1 Million?
Because I thought I was going to do training first. And so I wanted to help businesses train 1 million employees. I wanted to train 1 million employees. I mean, how many businesses that need to be. But that's why I wanted to do it at first, but then I pivoted to recruiting. I am going to start training, but that's probably going to be in the next, 2 years. Yeah. Once I build up my clientele, I can come back and be like, hey, now I'm starting a training program to help you train your employees, and they're probably going to work with me because they just got employees.
No, that's beautiful. I mean, you're still staying along the journey. And I figured the backstory had to do with people. So I think that's cool.
Yes.
People make usernames behind that. So
yes, my target audience is small businesses and startups because those are the ones who need the most help anyway.
Right.
They don't know how to build teams. They don't know how to hire. People want to be solo entrepreneurs, but you can't scale to millions if that's what you want to do. If you just want to make 10K a month, that's perfectly fine. But a lot of people want to make a million, make 100K a month. You can't do that by yourself. Well, some people can, but not all.
Most people can't. Or never will. But I appreciate you joining. This was fun. I got a chance to know you. and people get a chance to know about your story. So if you are listening to this, make sure to subscribe to the pod on your favorite audio platform. Check me out on YouTube, and please check out Nigeria's information, which will be in the link description. So appreciate you guys. Until next time, peace.
Thank you.